The passage that we have this morning from the Gospel comes to us from the 10th chapter of John. This wasn't the first time that people wanted to stone him. 2 chapters back in John 8, indeed, when they had picked up stones to throw at Jesus, he hid himself. As time progressed, we see Jesus has taken a new approach in those who are getting ready to stone him. Instead of immediately hiding himself away, this time he goes and approaches them, trying to address what exactly is going on in their heart. And Jesus goes and explains, "For which work have you come to stone me for?" And they make it clear, it's not because of the works, but because you have made yourself God. Jesus here is using a rabbinic way of teaching, rooting what he says in Holy Scripture. He seeks to elevate the reason from that. He begins there as a very common starting point, so as to bring them into what it is that he is trying to lead them. When he said, "Doesn't Scripture say, doesn't the very word of God say, you are gods?" This comes to us in Psalm 81. And this designation was given to those who were given that authority by God. So, in one sense, he was saying, how could I be speaking an untruth when the very word of God convicts what I say? But Jesus, however, doesn't leave it ambiguous. And this is why, even with his explanation, they still want to stone him. Jesus here, when he talks about his explanation about who it is that he is, he doesn't mince any words. He expresses our belief that he is consubstantial with the Father, that he and the Father are one. Jesus' point here is that not only for them, but also for us, that when we find ourselves being lost in this world, being found without hope, or being found in giving in to the worry, Jesus is reminding us about the things, the beautiful things he has done for us. So often we want to look at that which discourages. What's the latest gossip? The latest news? We fill our heads with this useless stuff. It's stuff that at the end of the day doesn't bear fruit. Is it something that is bringing me close to my appreciation and love of God? Or is it something that is filling me up with things that I would rather not want to deal with? Now, we don't go, of course, putting our head in the sand or be like an ostrich. We need to be informed. We need to take precaution. We don't take caution to the wind. But in the same token, in this time, are we listening for the voice of God above all? Or do we find ourselves letting the news, social media, maybe even our family and friends, dictate what we should focus on? In John 8, when they were getting ready to stone Jesus, and he hid from them, and in this passage from John 10, where as they came to approach him, to take him, he he escaped from their grasp. He did this because it was not his time. You and I know that, of course, there would be that time when he would be taken away. But because that time had not come, he, as he is, Almighty God, escaped from their hands. It's all about timing. So what is God asking of you during this time? Some of us find ourselves angry. Our schedules have been turned upside down. Some of us find ourselves distraught, not having work to be able to support ourselves and our family. Some find ourselves saddened, others filled with anxiety, and yet others, and I would say this would probably be in addition with everything else, getting a little stir crazy. Yet with all of that, the central question remains, what is God asking of you now? What is he leading you toward? You know, everything that we have, it's an opportunity for us to grow in holiness. It's an opportunity for us to grow in grace. We might want to fight it, vent our frustration, complain about it. But our time will be better used when we instead surrender that to God and say, okay, God, my Heavenly Father, you see all things. This is not something that escapes your sight. Help me make sense of what I need to do. The very central prayer of the Our Father is a prayer that we ought to be saying very often, especially during this time. Father, what have you asked me specifically to do for my family, my friends, to those around me, or perhaps, Lord, for myself? This time should not be squandered. As hard as it can seem, this time is an opportunity for mercy. May we take advantage of this time, consecrate that to the Lord, that he may accomplish the good work he desires to fulfill.